Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, my friend, your friend, Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sparky. Doing great, man. How you been?
I mean, Bucks suck. Badgers suck. I mean, it's not been great necessarily in the sports world around here. Packers 6-3, and you're hoping to see some progression. But we were talking about it before you came on. I mean, as a Packer fan, you get a little bit more concerned than you were before when you watch Jared Goff throw five picks and they still win.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you could spin zone it and say, well, look, you know, we're all kind of pontificating about Jordan Love's interceptions and risk taking, and there's MVP front runner Jared Goff coughing it up five times. So I don't know. I mean, I think that if the Packers finish like they did last year, I mean, that's a big if, but Jordan Love has proven that, you know, if you screw something up once, if you fool him once, his strength is figuring it out and getting better as the season moves along. I mean, I've talked to coaches, I've talked to people who know him really well, and that's what they say. Like, whether it's during the course of the game, if you show him a coverage, you know, he picks up on it quicker than a lot of veterans. And I think that really this bye week came at a perfect time for many reasons. He's going to get healthier from the knee to the groin, everything he's been dealing with, so that helps. And also, I'm sure he was studying, self-scouting, looking at everything, figuring out what teams are doing to him. So I think that Jordan Love will be just fine, and the Packers will get healthy, and they'll get in the playoffs. Winning the division, maybe a different story with the Lions squeaking out that win. But I think that it's just about getting healthy and hot at the right time, and that's still in front of them.
Does it all come down? Because Bob McGinn had a great piece, like Bob McGinn always does, the all-NFC North midseason team. And in here, he's got quotes from an executive pretty much laying it at Za'Darius Smith's feet of saying, if he can't get a consistent pass rush, the Lions defense is going to have some problems because seemingly nobody else can either. Is it that simple for Detroit and winning a Super Bowl?
You know what? Before last season, I got dinner with James Houston.
Oh, yeah.
And I just came away from that thinking, this guy is the future. Is the game the problem? I think the headline was, the problem is the future. He's got these long arms that, like, hang down to his knees, and he's not big like a lot of edge rushers are. So they were super concerned about him holding the edge and as a run defender. So they kind of farted around with him as a linebacker in training camp. And I'm sure that ticked him off. That's not what James Houston wants to do. And then lo and behold, everybody gets hurt. They've got no choice but to play him as a pass rusher. And he made some plays the other night. I mean, I think that, you know, he could give them a little juice. And yeah, it does come down to Za'Darius Smith. And that's a gamble. As Packer fans know, as Viking fans know, you might only get a really engaged, reinvigorated Za'Darius Smith for so long. But that's all Detroit needs him for. I mean, they only really need him for, what, two and a half months. So I think that it was a smart move for them. I thought they might go Jadeveon Clowney or maybe go crazy for a Max Crosby somehow. But, you know, Za'Darius Smith, I think, will give them exactly what they need in a short amount of time. And if they're signed to a 3-4-5-year contract, probably a different story.
It's interesting because as Bob McGinn writes this piece, he gets, you know, a lot of quotes from a lot of different executives. And one scout said, I think they have everything. If Love gets healthy before December, then I think everybody's going to be in trouble because their defense is starting to play better. They're loaded with young talent. I think that young talent will be able to play on the road. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers now, because from that standpoint, I think offensively they have everything you want. The problem is penalties and drop balls by this wide receiver core that everybody loves. If this continues to be a thing, they're not going very far in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they had, what, more dropped passes than the Lions had incompletions at Lambeau Field. So
thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You probably brought that up a few times already. But yeah, it's like, you can't pin this all on Jordan Love. I mean, there's been a lot of ball security issues from his receivers, and it's in your stadium. It's in your conditions. You should be the team that's kind of callous for those situations. Not the team that's played in a dome all year. That was the first time the Lions played outside. So, yeah, it's a concern, but that's what happens when you have the youngest team in the league 2 years in a row, right? There's going to be games like that. And they came on the gangbusters at the end of the year and played really well. And that's another thing with young players. Like, ignorance is bliss. Like, you don't know what you don't know. It's like there's no pressure because you've never been in that situation before. Well, now they've been in that situation, so I think you expect a little regression out of 23 and 24-year-olds, just human nature. I mean, even like a C.J. Stroud. Like, he does not look like the same quarterback this year at all. I mean, I was talking to Kurt Warner for a Jordan Love story in the summer, and he's like pumping my brakes. You know me. I'm declaring him an all-time great. I'm ready to put Jordan Love in Canton. And Kurt's like, hey, knock it off. Don't get ahead of yourself. I'm like, well, who do you like, Kurt? He goes, C.J. Stroud. He goes, he is so special on film. And I know he doesn't have Nico Collins right now, but he doesn't look special right now. So I just think it's young players playing the most violent game on earth. You're going to have games like that at Lambeau Field where nobody can catch a pass. It's just getting hot at the right time. And I think the fact that they did it before, they've got the right coach, the right quarterback, I'd put money on Green Bay.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fan. Sparky with you along with Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. As we continue to talk about the Green Bay Packers, let's shift over to the defensive side. Obviously, Xavier McKinney has been a stud. Evan Williams now, who's been out, but it sounds like he may be back this week against the Bears. He's been a stud in his rookie year at safety. And then you look on the defensive line, and that's kind of where the questions come, right? Because Rashawn Gary doesn't have the sack numbers you expect. Former number of first-round pick in Lucas Van Ness has been missing in action as far as getting to the quarterback. And that's probably where the Packers are going to take their next step, if they're going to take their next step, which is they have to figure out how to get to the quarterback more consistently than they have.
I mean, you paid Rashawn Gary a $96 million contract to disrupt, drive in and drive out, at least command double teams the entire game, something. I mean, that's why all these teams pay their premier pass rusher $100 million contracts. And I don't know. He just really hasn't been much of a factor most of the season. Maybe it's still a matter of, you know, coming back from an injury. Maybe it's getting used to a new scheme. They're going to have to manufacture something. I mean, there was a point in that Lions game, I think Troy Aikman even pointed out, he's like, man, I guess Jeff Hafley just got sick and tired of relying on his own guys to get to the quarterback and dialed up a blitz. And it got the Lions off the field at that point of the game. So he's going to have to resort to that kind of stuff if your pass rushers can't get home. I mean, but you drafted Lucas Van Ness in the first round for a reason. You've got Kingsley Enagbare. You've got some bodies that you're hoping can win one-on-one. They just haven't really done it consistently. I mean, that'd be the one concern on defense, because I think everything else has you pretty encouraged. I mean, you paid up for the safety, and McKinney's been making plays left.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Right, he's not going to stick his nose in there and hit many guys, like, you know, not like a Brian Branch anyways, right? Like, that's just not his game. I don't think Green Bay even wants him to do that. I think they want him to stay healthy, so he's out there for those game changing turnovers. But getting Evan Williams back is massive. I mean, he has been an absolute steal in the Micah Hyde mode, and maybe it's the number 33 out there. He just reminds me of Hyde, just around the ball, just has a magnetic pull to it. Some players just had that instinctual feel for the game, and he sure as hell isn't afraid to hit. So I think you've got to be encouraged with the defense with that one caveat. Where does the pass rush come from, and are you going to have to create it as a defensive coordinator? They might have to.
And the other thing is, on the offensive side of the ball, we haven't talked about the running back position. You know, people were up in arms about losing Aaron Jones, who, by the way, got hurt again yesterday. But Josh Jacobs has more than done his job replacing Aaron Jones. And the reason they decided to move on from Aaron Jones, I think, was he can't stay healthy, which, again, has been an issue in Minnesota this year.
Well, that's partly true, Sparky, but my God, he's tough as hell, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he gets that shot in the ribs, and he comes back to finish the game against Jacksonville. Like, when he got taken off, I'm like, oh, my God, what a loss for Minnesota. Yep. He was carted off, and there he is at the end of the game trying to play closer. I mean, as everybody here knows, they don't, you know, pound for pound, they don't get much tougher than Aaron Jones. To your point, though, this is why Green Bay sought an upgrade at running back. You get 3.5 years younger than Josh Jacobs. You get more durable. He can still catch the ball really well. I think it has to start there on offense. As much as we want to talk about Love and these receivers, you know, you go through the McVay, Shanahan, LaFleur coaching tree, any branch you want, whatever this offense looks like, and it's changed a lot since the Todd Gurley days, it's still kind of predicated on the run and getting teams to respect that to open up everything else. So I think that's why Green Bay paid the money they did for Josh Jacobs, because they need him healthy, and he's stayed healthy, and he's been a force out there. I mean, out of any player on the roster, I don't think anybody's been better down in and down out than Josh Jacobs.
Time with Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I'm ready to say the Vikings are not going to be one of the teams probably in the playoffs in the NFC. Ooh. Like everybody thought. I'm done on the Vikings. Sam Darnold, the last two games, has crashed to earth. They were able to escape and beat Indianapolis, and that's fine. But I'm not there, man. I just don't think that team is going to be that team by the end of the year.
But they're 7-2,
yep.
And they've got the cupcake portion of their schedule now. I think they got Tennessee next.
Yep.
You know, they still got Chicago twice. Chicago's falling apart.
Horrible.
What's this that the Bears are? They might bench Caleb Williams for Tyson Bagent. Like, okay, that's going to cure all the ills. I mean, what a disaster in Chicago. And they've got to get Ben Johnson or somebody in there to save this quarterback. But, you know, bad owners create bad teams, and the Bears have had pretty awful ownership for our entire lifetimes. I kind of like Minnesota. I spent some time around the team a couple weeks ago, and I'm with you on Darnold. Like, he could turn into a pumpkin. We're starting to see it.
We are.
Kevin O'Connell's even getting a little concerned.
Yep.
But Kevin O'Connell is probably, if not the best, one of the best play designers in the NFL. You've got the best wide receiver in the NFL. You traded for Cam Robinson when you lose Christian Darrisaw. I think, and TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison, they've got so many pieces around him. I think, and they don't need a lot out of their offense. This is the best defense in the NFL. There's nothing like it with what Brian Flores is doing. I mean, that was abuse to Mac Jones Sunday. My God. I mean, they had Mac Jones like throwing temper tantrums you see out of your 3-year-old. So I think that you put the puzzle together there in Minnesota. And yeah, I mean, they'll make the playoffs because 44% of the teams do, and they've got an easier schedule. Like, they might not be playing their best ball, and they could still get to 12, 13 wins, host the playoff game. And that stadium is one of the loudest in the NFL. So I hear you, but I think it's still going to be Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota. I mean, the three NFC North teams, I think, are the best teams in the conference.
We shall see. I'm not getting behind Sam Darnold. I can't. It's too difficult.
I hear you.
It's too difficult. Here's one for you. This comes from my friend Jacob Morley, who is with Packer Report and Packaday Podcast.
Hey,
tweeted this out. You like him? Yeah, he's a great dude. He tweets this out. Remember when Caleb Williams said, "You're not going to punt too much here," when he sent a text to rookie punter Torrey Taylor after they drafted him by the Bears, the punter. Caleb Williams' total yards this year, 2,021. Torrey Taylor, the punter, total yards, 2,153. He has more yards punted than Caleb Williams has thrown this year. How about that?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's the Bears. They haven't had good quarterback play for a century. Maybe we should have all seen this coming. You know, it's like the Paranormal Activity movies, like the demon. It doesn't matter what house you move to. It doesn't, like, it just follows you. It's just a demonic presence that is going to haunt this franchise forever. I mean, and you really dig into it, and you look at the set of circumstances that have been around these guys. Like, Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields were never going to work out. Like, they just didn't have it. But then you look at how the Bears managed both of them, managed any quarterback they've had. It's like they go out of their way to make the life of their quarterback miserable. I mean, after Trubisky, you know, takes them within a double doink of the divisional playoff round, where they would have smashed the Rams. I mean, they did it earlier in the season. I think that's who they would have played, right? Yeah. I mean, so out of that season, when Trubisky looked really good, they bring in Brad Childress, and, you know, he's got the belief of the coaches. He's got the belief of the front office. Trubisky does. They've got one of the best defenses in the NFL, the best. And Childress just convinces everybody that Trubisky stinks. Which, like I said, maybe he does, but you've got to think of your guy's confidence. Nagy turns on him. The whole coaching staff turns on him. They make his life a living hell in training camp. His confidence is shot, and that's the end of Trubisky. It's like they went out of their way just to ruin this young quarterback. So you hope that they're not doing this to Caleb Williams, because I think he is really good, and he's got a lot of receivers around him. But the Bears, they just find a way. It's like the yin to Green Bay's yang. Yeah. Right? I mean, you got Favre to Rodgers to love here, and it's just been the diametric opposite if you are self.
Just crazy. Tyler Dunn, find him at golongtd.com. Follow on Twitter at Ty Dunn. What can people find at golongtd.com?
Well, you know, I had some stuff up on those Vikings that we were just talking about, and I will definitely be checking in on those Green Bay Packers very soon. So, and we always have the podcast with Bob McGinn. It's a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun. Love me some Bob McGinn as well. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Sparky.